Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
My name is John Drabert, host of the Bible Story Podcast. I want to thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends. Moms and dads, I want to say thank you to you, a special thanks to you. Taking the time to listen to this with your kids is awesome, and I believe that there's nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus Christ, and I hope these stories are helping you and your children grow together in your relationship with Christ. Well, I realized the other week that many of you don't know much about me, and so I'm going to tell you a little bit more about me. This is June 8th, 2020, and as of today, I am 40 years old. I live in a small town in the province of Alberta, Canada, with my wife and my 14-year-old daughter, my 13-year-old son, and my 10-year-old son. I'm the executive director of a small summer camp and retreat center called Covenant Bay Bible Camp. Well, that's a little bit about me, and I'll tell you a few more things as we go through these stories together, and you'll get to know a little bit more about me. I'd love to know more about you, and so connect with us on our website, BibleStoryPodcast.com. Well, there's no better decision you can make than to follow Jesus. I remember I was 14 years old, and I was sitting beside my bed at Covenant Bay Bible Camp, and I remember praying so earnestly, God, I want to serve you. How can I serve you? I then got this overwhelming sense that I would be like one of my heroes, Robin Impey. Now, Robin, he was the director at Covenant Bay at the time, and he was somebody that I looked up to a lot. I didn't really know what to do with what God was pressing on me. I was excited, and I was grateful to have heard from God, but there were times of doubt, of significant doubt, that the message I heard from God was real. But I still went about my life pursuing a career in service to God. And in 2007, I was hired to be the director at Covenant Bay. Now, I had no plans on being there at Covenant Bay for a long time, a few years maybe, but it's been a long time now. Let me tell you, there is no better decision you can make than to follow Jesus. You don't have to have it all figured out. Simply do your best to follow and be quick to get back following if you take a detour. Well, in today's story, we learn about one of Peter's first interactions with Jesus. You can find it in the book of Luke, chapter 5. Luke is in the New Testament, and it's after Matthew, Mark, and then it's Luke. So if you can't find it in the Bible, go to the beginning of your Bible. There's a table of contents where you'll find all the different books listed, and you can find the page number there and look it up for yourself. So I say that this is one of Peter's first interactions with Jesus. So Andrew, Peter's brother, who was being mentored by a guy named John the Baptist, met Jesus and then brought Peter to Jesus to meet him. And that was maybe the first time Peter met Jesus. And this is where Jesus started calling Peter by his nickname of, well, Peter. Before that, he was known as, and he went by his given name, Simon. So Jesus was preaching on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea about the Sea of Galilee. It's a large lake, about 13 miles long and 8 miles wide, a decent-sized lake. Now, compared to Lake Superior, one of the great lakes in North America, which is 350 miles long and 160 miles wide, the Sea of Galilee is tiny. Yet, with the small fishing boats that are powered maybe by sails or rowing, there could be some wicked storms, and it would become really formidable body of water for any fisherman out on the water. So fishing is what Peter did for a career. It was his family business. He did it with his brothers, likely, maybe his dad, and that's what he did. And he had some partners, James and John. Now Peter, along with probably his dad and his brothers and his partners, James and John, they had been fishing all night long. And as Jesus was preaching on the shores that morning, they were likely listening and maybe cleaning up from the night of fishing. Well, the crowd is getting big, and everyone is trying to hear Jesus. So they keep inching closer to Jesus, trying to hear what he had to say. And so as they get closer to Jesus, they start pushing Jesus into the water, or close to the water at the very least. And so Jesus sees these two boats that are empty, and they're just sitting there, and he directs one of the owner, Peter, or Simon, to push out onto the water. From the boat, Jesus sat there and continued to teach the crowd. Everyone could hear, and Peter, interestingly enough, had a front row seat, being in the boat with Jesus. Well, after Jesus was done preaching, he looks at Peter and says to him, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." Well, Peter didn't really know what to do with this instruction. He knew the best time for fishing was at night. And it was early in the morning. And Peter also knew that Jesus was someone he should listen to. "Master," Simon Peter replied, "we worked," "Master," Simon replied, that's Peter, "we worked hard all last night and we didn't catch anything. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." Now, I can imagine Simon Peter said this with a whole lot of doubt, and maybe he was a little annoyed. I would have been, at least. He obeys, and he follows Jesus' instruction. Peter lets down his net, and before long, there are so many fish in the net that it's beginning to rip apart. He can't pull it into his boat. So Peter calls for his partners, James and John, and everybody comes out together and they drag the net into the boats, and their boats are full. There's so many fish that both of these boats were nearly sinking. Now, I imagine there was, as they're doing this, they're just laughing, and there's so much joy on these fishermen's faces and in the group there. It's a party. Like, they had been fishing all night, they had caught nothing, and now they had more fish. It was a record catch. Well, once the work was done and before they began to row back into shore, I imagine Peter looking at all the fish, and then he looked over at Jesus, puzzled, who was laughing maybe with some of the other fishermen. And then Peter, he falls to his knees. And he says, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." Well, Peter understood that, well, these fish were a gift from Jesus. He understood how much greater Jesus was than the rest of them. He understood that for this to have happened, Jesus must have had some incredible connection with God. Perhaps he thought to himself that Jesus might actually be the Messiah. It wasn't just Peter who was amazed. Everyone, James and John, all the partners, everybody in the boats, everybody was amazed as they hauled in this huge amount of fish. Jesus looks at Peter and they lock eyes. And in response to Peter's earlier statement, he says, "Don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishing for people." Well, they got to shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. Now, I'm not sure what happened to all the fish. Maybe it became a gift to the crowd that had listened to Jesus. Maybe Peter's family and James and John's family dealt with all the fish. It doesn't say, it just says that these guys left everything and followed Jesus. Why would they leave everything? Like, it's kind of drastic. They just caught a small fortune in fish. It seems crazy to us that they would now leave everything. Yet, think of it this way. Would you rather be with the provider or the provision? Jesus was the provider, and he was leaving. their experience with Jesus was incredible. Fish, well, they are pretty ordinary, even as many as there were. They are still fish. But Jesus was anything but ordinary. Would they stay with the ordinary in their old lives or follow Jesus, who was extraordinary, beyond what any of these men had experienced before? Jesus was leaving, and so they took his invitation to follow, and they left everything. Everything that was ordinary. They came to realize that there is nothing. Now listen to this carefully. There is nothing more important than following Jesus. The fish they left behind were not more important than following Jesus. You know, when I was sitting next to my bed praying to God and listening, I had wondered if what I was sensing was real, if it was true. I thought about the implications of following Jesus like this would mean. I realized that my friends would see me as different. I understood that it was going to be an adventure, and adventures are usually hard and scary. I understood that I needed a lot of training and mentoring. But I had somebody that I could model my life after. Robin was the guy I looked up to. And even though he was not perfect, he was a great mentor. And because he was following Christ, I could watch and learn from him and how I could follow Christ too. There's no better decision you can make than to follow Jesus. Now, you may be left with this idea that you need to hear something really specific like I did. Two things on that. First of all, many people don't hear something specific from God, and that's okay. We all have the instructions we need to follow God. They're written in Scripture. And if I had not sensed anything from God in that prayer time, I think he would have still guided my steps and led me to where he wanted me to be. Second, it wasn't clear to me when I prayed. It was fuzzy. It was more of an arrow pointing in a direction, a general direction, rather than a pin on a map. I was certainly not confident in what I was hearing from God, but I didn't need to be, because I was following God, and he was leading me, and he still is. Remember, there is no better decision you can make than to follow Jesus. Well, it's time for a growth tip, a way for us, for you and I, to grow in relationship with Jesus. Over my life, I have had a lot of people that I have looked up to. Some have been younger and some older. They give me an example of how I can follow Jesus. Who are the people in your life that you look up to? People that are great at following Jesus. People that are an example of how to follow Jesus. I encourage you to spend time with them. Now, as of this recording, much of our world is still continuing to social distance, and that makes things a little bit difficult. But you can still find ways to spend time with people through phone calls, video chats, or perhaps there is someone in your home that you can learn from. And oddly enough, you can spend time with people like authors reading a book. Or maybe it's a preacher or a pastor that records their sermons and puts them on video, and you can connect with them even though maybe you have never met them. Find a mentor, and they don't even need to know that they are mentoring you. But spend time with them, ask them great questions, and learn to follow Jesus like they do. Hey, it's been fun to spend some time with you. Hey, this week I'm going to give you a bonus episode. This bonus episode is me leading or helping lead a discussion for you. So hop on to our website or find that discussion in your favorite podcast player and press play. And as I ask questions, you can hit pause and discuss that with your family or friends and then come back to it and press play for the next question. I'd love to hear from you. Hop on our website, leave your comments, and while you're there, download the discussion guide so it can be a little bit easier to have those discussions. If you want to read this story for yourself, you can find it in Luke chapter 5. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.